Okay, Rabbi Sai. Hi, Rabbi Sai. Kerala Lashon, thank you so much. Torah Anytime, thank you so much. Kavash Kach brought these, thank you so much. Rabbi Yisrael Yami, thank you so much. And the whole world, I thank the Rabbi Shalom for every minute. I'll call Neshima, Neshima. I hate to bore everybody. I have one topic. Thanks that I'm alive. I don't care what anybody says about that. It's boring. That's good. You like to talk about COVID. This Hasidic guy calls me up and he says he overheard my story. I just said a story about a guy that he calls me up and he says, Rabbi Mandel, I had COVID. I was excruciating pain in bed. From sugar. And then I remembered Rabbi Mandel that he jokes around. He says, make joke, it's no more COVID. So I joked. I jumped out of bed. I started doing the dishes and bathing the kids. And I was back to normal. The next day, mom is back to normal. His wife doesn't hold so much from Rabbi Mandel. She's still in bed, rolling in agony. You don't hold. Don't hold. What should I do for you? You know, I have enough. What should I do? Anyway, you don't want to. So what was I saying? Oh, so somebody heard this. So I told her, I'm always saying it, it's over, you know. Somebody calls me up, he said, just now he calls me up, and he said, he heard the story, and he said, he has a smach to my vat. What's my vat? It's brilliant. I should say the guy's name. Brilliant. He says like this. Mandel says COVID is garnished. Laugh at it, and you'll be fine. So he has a smach. It says in Masil Sisharim, HaKovid Hevel Avolim. Is that good? Is this guy good? I just got the call. See, I'm out of jokes. Hey, God. Whenever you're out of jokes, maybe still send you a joke. I got another one. I don't know if you heard it. About the bris? You heard about the bris? Oh, Rabbi Sai. They asked me to come to Staten Island. You're already laughing, Aaron, right? Aaron knows. Aaron's my best friend. You know, a bunch of Sidisha guys get together. I was in Staten Island for Shabbos, a family simcha. And while I was there, I said, look, I'm going to sit here with the family. That's my whole life, you know. I'm here for Klal Yisrael. I'm a great person. So sure enough, they wanted me. They got me. Shalom Shudas, and I, you know, the Russia kids, they want me. They want to hear me again. So I went to somebody's backyard. The guys, a bunch of sweet Hasidic guys, all great guys. And Bikitsa, we had a good time. On the way out, this guy kept telling me jokes. You know, it's got to be good to make me happy, you know? So before I left, I heard, listen, this is Gamal, man. It was worth going to Staten Island. Anyway, yesterday it was a bris. And I was watching the bris. And there's Avia Ben, and he's standing there with his mouth open. He looked odd. Everybody's looking, what's went wrong here? Everything okay? And Avia Ben forgot what the name was. And the Sandig's looking at him, and the Mael, and his son, I just forgot. What's the name I'm supposed to give this kid? Yikar Yishma B'Yisrael, what's the name? It's funny. He looks helplessly at the Rav. The Rav's standing there. He's, the Rav, what should I do here? They're all waiting for me. They're encouraged by Yisrael. He stands like a klutz. He says, say Avram. Says, okay, Avram. Yisrael, Avram, Father. Right afterwards, he finds out, and he has a snarch, and the old lady's going, oh, you hit the right name. How did you know? You finally got things straight in your old age. Anyway. So he tackles wonders. He goes over to the Rav, and he asks the Rav, how can you get it? He got the right name. So the Rav said, look, the rules go like this. If the father's a Terach, the kid's an Avram. He got it? If the father's a Terach, come on, man. If the father's a Terach, like you, the kid's an Avram. That's how it was coming and going. So the father said, I'll potato, you hear that? And Terra was like the official, today, the guy, he's the official weirdo, you know. The Tata's out there, he's got to be in our rooms, I got it straight. Now, believe me, some people come up to me and, did it really happen? Anyway, okay, Mayav Abisai, the Eivishter. Nothing like you stick with the Eivishter when you. The whole world, the Kotzkid episode, the whole world's not worth a krecht. What are you here forever? Everybody's. How am I doing? How's my marriage? How's my marriage? By the way, someone comes over to me, real, one of the biggest tzaddikim we ever met. Rabbi Mandel, I'm coming to you for 3 years. My marriage is, it's a total different marriage. I'm a different person. I changed totally. I'm in a different world. Thanks to you. I said, what did I say? He kept saying, so you got a witch, so what? And I hit home. You hit out long enough. Now I have to have a ladies' nurse. I'm looking desperately for a lady that does my job for the women. So she can tell the ladies, look, if you married this cuckoo guy, so what? You lost a Meshugana. So what? You know? So you didn't marry the best guy in yeshiva. So you married a queer, funny guy that people make fun of. So what? So what? No, but my husband. By the way, I got a spot for the ladies. It says Mafurish, Tavla Mesiv Tandu. You guys shouldn't have a problem with Klal. You guys, they got to educate the ladies. There's a big machlaz, educate them or not. I say, look, just tell them that, Chazal. That's all you got to tell them. You'll have happy ladies all over the world. You know what Chazal say? Any ladies listening? Uh-oh, I'm going to get in trouble. Let's start it with ladies. Kachki Balti. Anyway, Chazal say like this. A woman, as long as she's married, she don't care who, what, when. It's Chazal. As long as you're married, bug off, I'm married. It's better than nothing. I know a lot of men, I tell them to say that. Better than nothing, so you're married. I say it to everybody. A person should be happy. You have to thank Hashem. If you're married, you have to thank Hashem 24/7 that you are married. Nothing more, nothing less. It's working, it's not working, it's good, it's better. And if it's good, by the way, I will tell you what's going on in this world. There are so many happy marriages. I'm serious. There is so much nachas all over the place. I speak to people, I'm always asking questions. There's so much to be thankful for. I want to thank Hashem for everybody's nachas. For all his mitzvayonim, and all his tzaddikim, and all his, I don't want to say, for all the pekloch habed. If you don't have any pekloch, you got, then there's, that's a pashit. Don't look for trouble. But, anyway, there's so much good stuff going on out there. There's so many healthy stomachs. I want to cry. Why aren't you crying from simcha? You know what a healthy stomach means? I once knew a yid, I'll tell you his name. You want. There's a tzaddik, a yid, Nebuchadnezzar, choshev ma'oid. He looked a little stressed. And he was running to the bathroom back and forth. I don't want to talk about what happened to that person's Nebuchadnezzar's stomach. Shem Yirach, when he went to Gehenna. You have a healthy stomach, come on! No. Mendel, you're getting boring now. Oh, that's Rabbi Miller. Oh, that, we came in to hear something. You know, this is not it. Oh, here he goes again. Oh, yeah, yeah. And your heart is working. Yeah, okay. We know that already. Your heart is working. And the rib cage. You never admire your rib. You know, I once fell off a bike. Years ago, I used to ride a bike. And I fell off the bike and I bruised my rib. I thought I broke. For months, I had to sleep. You know the way I slept? For a bruise. For nothing. And I had to always, you couldn't. And you go to sleep without pain. Come on. You want to be happy. And you have to spend time saying it. Vocalizing it. Oh, it's boring? It's tough luck. Let it be boring. Read. You know the real way to do it? I need a chayvus havavus shara avodas halakim. And Shar Bechina, and Shar